You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Luke Matthews, the Director of Experience with The Remote Life, a company that allows people to experience the world while working remotely. Mr. Matthews, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, fantastic. Very happy to be here. Very happy to be sharing The Remote Life's vision with all those entrepreneurs and everybody who will listen.
Well, you're certainly in the right place. So for starters, tell us, Mr. Matthews, what is The Remote Life?
Well, Eric, the Remote Life is what we like to call life as a service. It's a co-working and co-living community-driven organization. And what we aim to do is provide location-independent services for remote workers, entrepreneurs, and digital nomads around the world. What we do is we make travel and remote work easy. We take care of all the research, planning, and all the logistics. The hardest and often most unknown and therefore most stressful aspects of going on an international trip, we make it easy for you. We make it easy for you to just go.
And that certainly sounds good. Now tell us, who is The Remote Life for?
Remote Life, what we're trying to do, Eric, is we aim to serve professionals who are used to working independently of an office, people who are more accustomed to remote work. We find that they fall in line and they fit into our community very well. But we accommodate a lot of different types of people. In the past, we've had guests ranging from people, taking a gap year after college to PhD students writing their theses to digital marketers and artists writers looking for inspiration. We try to accommodate anyone who we deem would be a good fit for the program.
And taking that further, what can our guests or your guests expect their living and work experience to be like?
Well, the remote life focuses extensively on providing an immersive, community-driven experience wherever we go all over the world. We have 9 locations on 3 different continents, Europe, Asia, and South America we're currently serving. We provide standardized accommodation, office space, and logistics to the group wherever we go. And guests can expect a single accommodation located on the same premises as their fellow nomads. But at the center of all this, Eric, is co-working. And co-working in this remote lifestyle. We provide, high-quality, accessible office spaces everywhere you go with 24-hour access to high-speed internet to ensure that your travel doesn't get in the way of your work. The workspaces are areas where both writers who need peace and quiet and marketers who need to be able to brainstorm it aloud and collaborate can work without interruption. In the past, we've had guests set up a time during the week where they can even share their work with their fellow nomads and collaborate and ask for new perspectives. But, at the center of all this is co-working. And, we try to make it as collaborative or as autonomous as each individual prefers.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Luke Matthews, the Director of Experience with The Remote Life, a company that allows people to experience the world while working remotely here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Luke, beyond work and home life, what does a day in the life of one of your guests look like?
A day in the life of one of our guests looks awesome. We work hard and we play hard. Most of our guests like to work in the mornings, so our afternoons and nights are free to explore wherever we happen to be in the world. The local remote life ambassador that travels with the group arranges weekly excursions and dinners that the guests are encouraged but certainly not obliged to take part in. Some of my favorite activities that we do with the guests are things like group dance lessons, which are always guaranteed to get some laughs, city tours, group dinners, and nights out on the town. Our aim is to be flexible enough to give everybody the experience that they're looking for, but we like to provide an amazing sense of community and inclusion for all of our guests who choose to take part in that.
Well, I can tell you, I am certainly convinced. How do I or anyone that's listening in join the remote life?
Eric, I'm glad you asked. It's very easy. You can log on, navigate to our website, www.theremotelife.com, and you can navigate to our Contact Us tab, or if you happen to have a pen handy, feel free to email me directly, Luke, L-U-K-E, at theremotelife.com. You know, what we're aiming to do here, Eric, is it's an initiative really to connect the global travel community and bring about a change in the way most of us live today. And TRL, The Remote Life, brings together travelers, entrepreneurs, and professionals to work, live, and travel the world. We're on a mission, Eric, to get more and more people out of their cubicles and into the real world. And, you know, our philosophy is why be bound to a location when you can move around? And currently we're serving, like I said, three different continents, 9 different locations, and all that information is available right there on our website, www.theremotelife.com. Essentially, Eric, at the center of all this, we're a community of people who believe that we can travel and work and live anywhere in the world, and that's up to us to do. We have an active community currently of over 1,500 travelers, and what we try to do is connect travelers to locals wherever we go. We organize regional meetups, negotiate exclusive deals for all of our members from big brands to support this traveling community that we're trying to create. And I can tell you, I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited to be sharing this with fellow travelers and people looking to sort of segue into a location independence or a remote working lifestyle.
Well, I certainly think it's awesome. As one that loves to travel the world and has, this is fabulous. Mr. Matthews, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for introducing The Remote Life to EPN. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's my pleasure. Have a great day.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Luke Matthews, the Director of Experience with The Remote Life, a company that allows people to experience the world while working remotely. And for all the details, simply visit theremotelife.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.